Time for something a little bit different now on 1-2-3. Joining me on the in the studio are saxophonist and clarinetist John Seeley and Dave Warren, who you might remember is the driving force behind ukulele band Dukes. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good afternoon. Now, John, Dave has been a guest with me quite a few times here on Phoenix, so today we're going to concentrate on you. We've met for the first time today, so welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be hearing some live music for you, from you too. Let me just adjust your microphone a minute. There we are. That's better. From what I've seen, you've got quite a musical CV behind you. Can you give us a bit of a rundown of your musical career to date, and when did it all start for you?
Okay, of course I can. So what it was is when I was about 12, I started on the clarinet. My dad bought my sister a clarinet. She didn't really enjoy that much, so he gave it to me.
Okay.
And then from that, I started listening to people like Artie Shaw, and from there, I just sort of progressively got more and more involved in music. So I went off to CVIT College and did an A-level in music, and I did that in a year, and I did some other A-levels, of course, but I took that in a year. I did the whole thing because I really wanted to do music.
Yeah.
And then from there, went off to Dartington College of Arts and did a degree in music.
Wow.
And that's where I took up the saxophone, and that was in Devon. It's a lovely place. And then from there, I did an MA in music as well. And from there, I did workshops in Dartington, and I thought I want to bring that, what I learned from there, to Essex, back where I live. So I do workshops now. I teach privately.
Right.
I teach jazz workshops. I teach saxophone workshops, and then I'm part of a lot of different musical projects in the area in Essex and all around the country.
Yeah. Well, we'll come on to that a bit later. I was going to ask what sort of music do you generally play. It's mostly jazz, but that's not all, is it? I don't think.
No, I do. I would call myself a jazz musician.
Yeah.
But I'm trained classically as well, so that's where my background is, like a classical training. It's only when I got up to more degree level and degree and then into my MA, I started focusing on like jazz more.
Right.
And it's just because I love the... Well, there's a lot of different... When you say jazz, there's a massive spectrum
sure,
of jazz, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
So I've gone through a whole lot of different styles, and yeah, I enjoy a lot of it.
Right. So do you play a wide range of styles? Or
I do, of course, yes.
Yeah.
So what we do, the different groups I play, we do a lot of sort of quiet background relaxing music. You know, like you go into these restaurants, we sort of play that sort of style, which you're going to hear today.
Right.
And then I've done a CD in the past, which is more contemporary sort of jazz.
Okay.
And so lots of different styles.
Excellent. Well, I'm very keen to hear you play. So what are you going to play for us first?
I think we're going to do a very common, a very popular tune as well, called Summertime.
Okay. Oh, you're lovely. Okay. Well, you just ready yourselves. And
you haven't heard us yet.
Yeah. When you're ready.
Yep.
One, two, one, two.
fabulous. Thank you so much. Very good, Dave and John. Thank you. Now, John, you're a busy man. You teach music theory and performance on the saxophone and clarinet, conduct workshops with the Southend Jazz Co-op. There's the SEMA Jazz Workshop in Ipswich, and two of your own, a jazz workshop and a saxophone workshop in Leon C. I got that right?
Yes, it.
Good. Now, do you find all this teaching rewarding?
I love it. Yeah? I absolutely love it. It's very rewarding, and especially when you see them progress, when your students progress.
Absolutely.
Especially my private teaching as well. I've had a few people who have been with me, say, 3-4 years, and over that time, I've had beginners straight from, like, can't even play the saxophone. I've had one guy who started with me 2 years ago.
Right.
He could play one note.
Oh, that'd
when
be
he came
my
to
level.
Me.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm not good enough to be here. I'm not good enough. And I said, no, everyone's welcome to be here.
Yeah.
And I said, if you just come here, over here, and come stand, don't hide in the corner, because he's hiding in the corner. And I said, what I'll do is I'll get you in and playing that one note in this workshop. So we all did these bits and pieces, and then all of a sudden these backings, we call backings, like in music where something's happening, like someone's doing a solo, and then behind this solo we do like a little melody.
Okay.
And I got him to play that one note.
Okay.
And so he felt part of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So from there, he's progressed so much, you know, and all my guys and girls and all the group have improved so much. So, and it's, they're more like a family. It's brilliant, so it's really good.
I mean, if you look at the whole range of instruments in the world and then think about the saxophone, how difficult is it to play out of 10?
I think every instrument has its own sort of difficulties.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of different ones. I mean, like, a piano is difficult in the sense that it's coordinational, two different hands coordinating different times, and then sight reading two lines, whereas the clarinet and the saxophone, yeah, okay, it's one line, but then the saxophone is completely different to the clarinet, you know, there's fingerings difference. And so I don't think there's a real right or wrong in the sense what's hardest, but everything's got its own unique way, what's different, you know.
Okay, so I've got a chance then.
You have got a chance. Everyone's got a chance. Everyone's welcome,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my musical career is non-existent, so I don't think I'll be doing that, but anyway. Now, as we said, you run jazz masterclass workshops. What happens on those events?
Okay, then, yeah. So what happens is I do my workshops every Thursday, the saxophone and the saxophone one, and then the jazz one, alternative weeks.
Right,
in Leon
okay,
C.
yeah.
And then what happens is a few people have asked me to do them in different areas. So I've done it in Brentwood and like Doddinghurst, just around the corner.
Oh, okay.
Did one
yeah.
a couple of months ago there.
Right.
I do one in Colchester by the Hythe Community Centre. And then in Leon C, a lot of people can't do Thursday nights. They say to me, hey, can you do one on a Sunday? So I'll be doing one this Sunday, the 7th, and that's like a Latin one.
Okay.
With like a specific theme. So it's Latin.
Right, so everyone turns up with their instruments.
That's
it. What happens next?
So what happens is that we have like, it's an introduction to Latin. So what we'll do, we'll look at different sort of Latin rhythms, and then what I'll do is I'll give out music.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter about the level. Everyone's sort of, it could be any level you want, you know. So some people are like really good, and other people are like just beginners. And then the way I teach it is I build it from the ground upwards, so then everyone's included.
Okay.
And so we get a piece of music, and then we'll play through music. And if you can't read, I've had a few workshops where people can't read. What I do is I go, right, when we get to a bit that you can do, we'll get you involved. So they're always involved, you know, we can get them to clap rhythms.
Sure.
They're always involved. And then what we'll do, we'll work through a tune, we'll break the tune down, and then we'll get it into a performance piece, and then we'll go on to another piece, and we'll do another piece. We'll do about 3-4 tunes in that time.
Right. You're quite enthusiastic about all this,
aren't
you?
I love it, yeah. I say, my performance, my teaching, my life, and this is it.
Well, absolutely. And, well, it shines through, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, well, I know there's more to you than that as well, but we'll come to that in a moment.
Okay.
How about another tune?
Of course, yeah, of course.
All right, what we got this time? Perhaps Dave would like to tell us while you set up.
Well, we do a lot of tunes when we play in both the band and as duos, but this is a very popular one. It's called Autumn Leaves. I think everybody will recognize
oh,
it.
Oh yes, yeah. Okay guys, when you're ready. absolutely fantastic. Autumn Leaves by John Seeley and Dave Warren. We'll take a very short break and we'll be back in just a moment. Right, it's Bob Simpson on 1, 2, 3. We've got 12 minutes to 2, and with me in the studio is John Seeley and Dave Warren. Thank you so much for that little bit of Autumn Leaves, gentlemen. Very nice indeed. Got a bit of saxophone coming up in a minute, I believe, yeah? Lovely. All right, well, now, hang on, I'll pick up the right piece of paper. There we go. So, John, another string to your bow. You also write articles on aspects of jazz, and you've played in several different groups of artists. Can you tell us about those and the range of music you cover with those groups?
So I do a lot of it's from my university days, so I do some articles on jazz and I write about different aspects of jazz, so like sight reading, mainly for like the wider audience, so if people want to learn to read music, it's sort of articles like that. And then the performance side, because I'd done a degree in, and an MA in performance, I think, you know, I decided that I've got to do sort of different groups of different sort of functions. So I have like quartets, duos, and really what anyone wants, and it's different. It's for different events as well.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I'm in a few different ones. I do a quartet. Oh, Dave, do you want to tell them about that? Well, you can join in.
Yes, certainly. Yeah, the quartet. This is a band called Interplay, who do gigs all around the local area, and we play at the King's Head in Great Baddow. We play at the Railway Hotel in Southend, and usually open venues for anyone to come and watch.
Right, so that's you, Dave, isn't
it? Yeah,
I'm
on guitar, there's John on saxophone and trumpet on saxophone and
not trumpet,
that other thing he plays, and we've got a bass player and a drummer, of course.
Right,
and that makes up the quartet.
Oh, sounds good. Okay.
And then I do duo projects as well.
Right,
so I do a duo project called Vu Kai, or also known as Professional Jazz Duo.co.uk, and then also I've been asked to do a lot of stuff with Dave lately as well, so we're doing that at the moment. So you know, if you go to my website, you can find out all about that, which is www.johnseeleyjazz.co.uk, and also on that you can find out about the workshops, like the one on Sunday at St Michael's.
Excellent.
In Leon C.
You've got that in before I even asked.
Oh,
you.
Sorry.
That's fine. No, that's absolutely great. All right. Thanks very much, John. Now, Dave, while you're here, maybe you could give us a quick update on what Jukes have been up to lately.
Oh, right. Oh, opportunity to plug Jukes.
Yeah.
Yes, well, we played at the Cranbourne Theatre on Saturday. That was really good fun, and that was a sellout, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. Our next main gig, I suppose, in the local area is the Colchester Arts Centre on June, the Saturday week.
Right,
whatever date
okay.
That is.
Highly recommended. They're great. Hang
on, I'll just look up June, the Saturday week. Would that be the
13th, is it?
The full. No, sorry, yeah, you're right. The
13th? June 13th.
Okay.
Colchester Arts Centre. And it'd be great if people came along to that.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're all rolling along nicely.
It's in what we call the Red and Black Tour at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's coming. That'll be the last event, actually, of the Red and Black Tour. It's just been a tour of theatres and consoles, art centres in the area for the last couple of months. And it's been going well.
And you're getting packed houses still, are you?
Quite often, yeah. And we're selling out of tea towels.
Oh, very good.
I know. I don't know of any other band that sells tea towels at the gigs, but we've almost sold more tea towels than CDs.
A new bit of industry for you. Yeah, wonderful. All right, John, how about yourself? What's coming up for you in the near future?
Well, mainly I've got this workshop coming on Sunday, which is St Michael's and Leon C, and that's 1 till 3:30, and it's a jazz workshop. It's a Latin sort of theme to this one. Then I've got my normal Thursday workshops, which are in the evening, and that's 7:30, and that's at St Michael's as well. So I do that every Thursday. So I've got a saxophone, and then I've got a saxophone workshop and a jazz workshop, and then I've got a lot of performances coming up. We've got my actual workshop, guys. I've got one at the end of June, which I think is the 25th, if I'm correct.
I've got a saxophone summer concert.
I've got the 25th. Yes, I was right. So it's the 25th, mm-hmm. And it's from 8 p.m. and that's at St Michael's, the main hall.
Okay.
And that's like for the friends and family, anyone really, to come and see how the guys like progressing. And then I've got one July the 5th at Castle Point at 3 p.m. I've also got one in August the 2nd, we're playing at Priory Park at 3 p.m.
Right.
Also, I'm playing with Interplay at Priory Park on August the 1st at 3 p.m. There's just loads. So if you go to my website, will be on
and
there.
And the website again is?
It's www.johnseeleyjazz.co.uk.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we'll round it up with one more song, and we're going to hear your saxophone now, aren't we? What you got for us?
Well, being jazz musicians as we are, that we were sort of having a discussion what we should do for the audience. So what we're going to do, we're going to mix a few tunes together. We're going to play a bit of a blues. We're going to play a tune called Tenor Madness. We might play Sunny Moon for Two as well, and then we might throw in another tune as well.
Wonderful.
Called Ronnie's Blues. We might just mix it all together. We'll see
all
how it goes.
Right.
It's creative, it's jazz.
Well, you've got about 6.5 minutes.
That's a normal jazz solo.
Right, well then if you keep going, I'll fade you out when the news is due on.
Thank you very much.
All right, well thanks ever so much both of you, Dave Warren and John Seeley, for coming along today. Enjoyed
thanks.
Your music a lot, and I'm looking forward to hearing that saxophone. Away you go.
One, two, three. Thank you.